The White House reassured individuals who receive federal financial aid that their benefits will continue during the administration's freeze on federal grants and loans. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said, "Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, welfare, and other benefits will continue. This is not a blanket pause on federal assistance and grant programs from the Trump administration," Leavitt said. The Office of Management and Budget sent out a memo Monday night instructing all departments and agencies to review all programs to ensure they align with President Trump's priorities and recent executive orders. The use of federal resources to advance Marxist equity, transgenderism, and Green New Deal social engineering policies is a waste of taxpayer dollars that does not improve the day-to-day lives of those we serve, the memo stated. The money that's being withheld has already been approved by Congress. That's leading Democrats on Capitol Hill to call it illegal and unconstitutional. This decision is lawless, dangerous, destructive, cruel. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional, New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer said. Republicans said it's acceptable because it's temporary and that the money will be released once the review is over. He said he's going to review it. He's not halting. He's reviewing it. And in a certain amount of time, he's going to release it again. That's what he ran on. He ran on, looking at everything he possibly could to evaluate where the money's going. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds, said Congress will review the grants and loans that have been frozen so they can determine if it's within the executive branch's authority to do so. Based on his statement, it will be on a case-by-case basis.